I wanted to be an artist.
Looking back at the history of art.
I wanted to be an artist.
Hello, and welcome everybody to Bark on the Gang podcast in Bar Berlin Gallery. My name is Irene Sánchez Gómez, and I have the pleasure to be able to talk via Zoom with Klaas Boon Cordeiro, who together with David Abbott, Ofi Dior, and Juan Fernández Álava, built Novus, the last exhibitions in our space. Welcome, Klaus. Welcome to our space.
Hi, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Klaus, you're a painted by Zed in Porto, Portugal, who used the landscape as a main reason, looking for express a state of calms, loneliness, sleepiness, which are the future that you need this for artists that we have in the exhibition. It's a pleasure to talk with you and making this connection Porto, Berlin. And I'm gonna ask you the first question, that how do you feel about having exhibited your work in a city like Berlin? How do you feel about it?
I feel very honored about it. Not especially because it's Berlin, but because it's German, which is the country that I was born. Mm-hmm. Even though I don't consider myself a German person, I don't know how to speak the language. I was just born and then lived to Brazil. But it feels good. I mean, I know that Berlin is a important art center, mm-hmm. and many good artists in there. And it was a big surprise for me. I didn't know about the gallery, and I didn't know that they knew about me, you know. So for me, it was good and very surprising.
That's so good. We are happy to listen it. And I want to ask you about your painting, but I want to ask you, when did the painting appear for you in your life, in which life era you start feeling that it's been like a kind of expression yourself and your feelings, when it appeared?
Yeah, I think in a certain degree, painting has been a part of my life, because my the grandfather of my mother was a painter, and she has like a little collection of his works in my house, and also from another artist. But I was in the beginning more into drawing, you know. My father always would tell me, oh, go try to paint. But for me, drawing was easier. I don't know. I never tried painting until later. And I graduated in architecture first. Mm-hmm. I think more because of the drawing itself. But I always were friends with painters and artists in graduation, you know, in my youth. And at a certain moment, the painting started to call me, and you know, I just responded.
That's a good connection with it. Okay. And you still, you start with the painting, and it's where you feel the most comfortable to express yourselves. Or you still prefer the drawing?
Yeah, I mean, I think maybe drawing wasn't going much I don't know, I was a little bit tired, maybe. Mm-hmm. And 3 years ago, I started to paint, and I read a book about color, because I never understood nothing about color, you know. Every time that I tried color in a drawing, it would always be bad. Mm-hmm. And when I got in touch with color theory, it was very surprising to me and kind of opened my eyes, not only for art, for painting, but also to the world. You know, it's like almost that you learn a new way to see the world. And in this aspect, the color is what really makes me really excited about painting. And it's been like a pleasure, but also a lot of struggle to make it easy and and to understand it, you know. So I think the color is something that is very seductive and it's been exciting to work with.
Mm-hmm. That's good. We will talk about the color later because I want to ask you many few questions. But I want to make a little focus in the seven pieces that you have here in the exhibitions. I love them. They have like a very special aura that has your work, that is this feeling that transmits a lot of peace and calm. You capture street scenes, industrial landscapes, parks, all with a sunset that teleports us to a moment of tranquility and contemplation. I want to talk about it. We have like Boa. I'm gonna try to say all the titles of the artworks in a good way. So we have like a Boa Aura View, Baladas Gardens, Path in Guimarães, River Shore, Palms, and Pyramid. And I want to ask you if you can choose one favorite that works. Can you choose one of these seven ones?
A favorite?
Yeah.
I think maybe the Riverside. It was very spontaneous. When I made it, it was one of those paintings that you do without thinking, without suffering too much, you know. It goes all almost in one brush. And I like it because of it. But usually I don't like to rank my paintings, you know.
Yeah.
I think the good ones that I consider good are just as important as the bad ones. Actually, I even learn more when I paint a bad painting, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we always painters have this thing that the work is never good enough and the best one is always to come, you know. Yeah, and I also try to forget about them a little bit, you know, to try new paths. So yeah, I'm also not one of these artists that have a style, you know, that paints with the same color and the same subjects. I always try to find new paths, new ways of doing it. And but I'm glad that you are not the only one who identified this element of calmness in the paintings. Which is, for me, I never think about it like, oh, I want to make a painting that it's calm or it's, but I guess it's part of my personality and it just goes without seeing the painting.
That's good because they have like this aura, all of them. So it's so good that you're telling us this. Because my next question, the one of the next question that I want to ask you is about the inspiration. But I think that you kind of answered me in these last sentences. That I want to ask you what is happening inside you when you decide to paint these artworks. You need to feel to say, okay, I'm gonna paint this landscape or this street or, for example, the pyramid.
Yeah, I mean, there is a very one practical reason for doing landscapes, which is the fact that they are, let's say, easier to do for someone that is still in the beginning of the career, because like portrait is very hard, you know. You paint someone, you gotta do it right. Yeah. And late landscapes and still lives also, you are more free to try color and shapes, you know. You don't have to be as precise, you know, and with a big intention. You can do it like almost like a practice, like exercise. And this is one reason, but also because, you know, landscapes are part of our life, you know. Nowadays we are all so much connected to the virtual world, you know, the screens, but life is in the outside, and in reality we are always somewhere, you know, somewhere in a landscape, in a certain way, you know, either you are inside your room, your place of work, in the street, or when you go to the beach or on your vacation. So landscape is part of life, you know. And sometimes I feel people sort of forget about it, you know, don't relate to it in a more profound way. But it's like
can it have like a little maybe connection, because you told us that studying architecture at first, right?
Yes, yeah.
So maybe it has like a kind of connection that you are more focusing the landscape on this kind of a street, maybe because you have like more, I don't know how to say that, but these architected missions, can it be connected?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. You know, I study a lot landscape theory, you know.
The perspective. And...
Yeah, images, you know. Yeah, for sure there is a connection. Mm-hmm. The two.
Super interesting, because I didn't know that about the architecture background. That's super good. And I want to ask you, what is the common trait that you need all the artworks? What do you, if you have like, they has a connection, or this, because you told me that maybe with the color is not a connection, but the common trait, do you have like a common trait that you feel, okay, now I'm going to make this series because I'm obsessed with this one, or...
Yeah, I mean, the connection will be, I think, at first, the formats that I choose, because usually I work with small formats, and there are some reasons to that. The first is that I don't have enough money to do, like, large paintings, you know? So... I don't have much choice, let's say, to do small works, to do this type of work. And I also use very thin layers of painting. You know, I don't like painters that are too, like Van Gogh, with a lot of paint.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the connection is more this practical, but also because in the art world, like, when you see the biggest names in painting nowadays, you know, you go to a museum and it's always this huge canvas, like nowadays I see the painters are trying to question this, because I don't know, I think there is something strange with this, I don't know, this pattern of painters doing various big canvas. I don't know if it's related to the market, because the price is bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course. Of course, it's for you, it's more comfortable to paint in a little one. And that's good. But sometimes the little things are expensive too. But it's a good point of view.
And also, yeah, because when you do small formats, you can always make more, you know. You don't have to spend a lot of time in only one single piece. You can have more, you can try very different all the time. You know, you can sometimes do one painting a day, and this is, depending on the painter, this is good.
course, and you can maybe have like a more space. I don't know if you have like an atelier or you have all your painting your own house and your own space, but maybe if you can, if you made this not too big a format, you can have more in your space.
Yeah,
You have it more
this
vivid.
is also a reason. No, my studio, I work in a studio together with another five artists. I'm the only painter. I'm the only painter though. And yes, there is no space to do large canvas. So yeah, it's also related to the studio.
I want to ask you, now you told me that you are working like in the studio. I think it's like a co-working or something like that, kind of.
Yeah, I don't know. There was this group of artists and they invited me
That's
in
good.
this year, actually, the beginning of this year. And I was already friends with one of them, with two of them, and now we are working together and doing things. Yeah, that's it.
How does the art help you in your life, in your daily life? For you, it's necessary to go every day, or do you have like a routine, or maybe it's more spontaneous when you need it, you paint. How is how the art helping in your life?
Right now, at the moment, I'm not even painting because I'm finishing my master thesis. So I prohibit myself to go to the studio so I can finish this very, I don't know, annoying task, but necessary because I don't like to write. And the studio, the routine is always to be in the studio. Now, usually I woke up early in the morning so I can use the best of the light and just staying there the whole day. But no, of course there are some days that you don't do anything. You know, your art has this good thing that different from other professions that you have to stay all the time. Like you know, the routine is much more
Study and
solid. Yeah, in painting, maybe you don't do anything 1 or 2 days, 3 days a week, and the other week you do a lot of work. So yeah, it's more free, I guess.
yeah, it's more maybe taking inspirations. So in film, like watching film, videos, reading books. All this process that I understand that is not in painting and in all the kind of arts, you need to have all the process. You can go and just paint.
Yeah, no, this
Okay.
is for sure. In terms of process, for me, the process, it's better, you know, when you have like other paintings with you know, when you share. I used to, in my former studio, I was painting with other people, and they were, even though they had a very different kind of painting, I really learned a lot, and you can catch ideas from them. And in the process, this is very important. Filming, I don't know, movies. I'm not watching too much movies nowadays. Probably because I already watched all the ones that I liked already, you know. Yeah, going to the inaugurations, you know, to the shows. This is also important, you know, to see live the paintings, the work of other artists. I think this is also important. Yeah, that's
Of
it.
course. Yeah, I think that sometimes you need to live in a community to understand good your process, and sometimes it's not only the teachers or it's only you as an artist, but because you need like the community to understand how it
Yeah, for
works,
sure.
everything. You need to go to the openings and talk with people and connect. And sometimes you need to be alone for weeks maybe. But I think it's each artist and each painter has their methodology, so that's good to know yours. At the same time, individually and collective, because it's I think it's so different too. But we always need this collective communication and living in the world to understand how we are feeling, not just
Yeah.
you know just the art, just how we feelings about our artworks and all the process.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the best things about art are the other people that are in the community, you know, the friends that you make, even though they do something completely different, you know, they have other matters. It's one of the things that are one of the different earths from the society.
Of course, I was going to ask you about your inspiration that we sometimes say artists, like famous artists or biggest artists, but sometimes you say that now, that sometimes your biggest inspiration is are your friends, your community, your society. What are your inspirations? We have
I have some heroes, you know. One now is Edward Hopper, you know, because he did like a figurative painting in a completely different time, you know, for what art was at that time. Edward Hopper, but mainly 19th century painting. I think 19th century is really interesting, you know, as there was, in terms of quantity, you know, there was just too many good artists in the 19th century. I'm always looking for them.
Yeah, it kind of, you can see a little bit inspiration in your artworks from Edward Hopper, now that you say that. The use of the lights, maybe in this street artwork that you have, maybe the use of the lights is kind of similar to Hopper. That's, now that you say that,
yeah, Hopper is so weird because his paintings are like so simple, but still he can find mysterious elements in like ordinary landscapes. So yeah, I'm always trying to find, to understand how he made it.
With these mysterious things. Yeah,
like related to also to the light.
And I want to ask you a lot of questions. I'm so sorry. I just have like a lot of questions in my mind because I want to ask you a lot of things. But for example, what is your next step? Now we could watch here your art piece and your artwork here in our last exhibition in Novus. But now what is the next step? What do you have in your mind?
That's a hard
Maybe
question. Yeah, maybe holidays. No, I don't know. I think I was trying to look at the criteria for PhD Portugal, because I still believe, you know, in teaching. I think painting here in Portugal, I think there is some necessity, you know, some demand to improve painting. You know, we are not like German. They are not like German or Spain. And here I see some space for that. So I was looking for this. But in terms of career, I mean, I don't have a career yet. You know, I cannot choose what I'm going to do. I will try to find a way to keep painting, you know, and that's it, you know. I don't know, maybe someone like it, I don't know. I will just keep continuing doing my paintings, I guess, the next step.
Of course, let's see.
Just as boring as it is.
Okay, so it was my last question. I'm so happy to talk with you. It was so interesting, all the things that you told us. It's amazing to have your artwork here in the gallery in Berlin, in Park Berlin.
Thank you.
So it was amazing. For me, it was a pleasure to talk with you. If you want to say something more, it's your time. Say now or say it forever. So.
Yeah, I just want to thank you guys, you know, for, I think the gallery seems to have a good, you guys seems to work well, you know, Seems like a nice gallery, you know. It's not always like this. I think the gallery is fine, and thank you for the opportunity.
We are so happy for having you in those.
Oh,
Thank you
thank you.
so much, Klaus. It's really a pleasure. Thank you so much. Have a good day, a good life, and a good artist's life. Hope
Okay,
to
thank you.
see
You
you
too.
soon. Ciao,
See
ciao.
you.
I wanted to be an artist.
Looking back at the history of art,